Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning again. This weather being brought to you by True Vision Institute. Well, we're looking at mainly cloudy skies this morning. A little sun getting through. I think most of the sun will be this afternoon, so call it partly sunny today. 76, 58 the low tonight. Some fog with partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Pretty nice day. Overall sunny to partly sunny. Highs around 80. Looks like just a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, evening. 50-50 chance of rain over the weekends. The weekend is looking pretty good, except for that chance of rain mainly on Saturday. Twin Cities right now is sitting at 63, dew point at 58.
And again, exiting working 94 eastbound the area, Weaver Lake Road, the activity off to the right side. There may be some debris in the traffic lanes to be on the lookout for. If you're going to be traveling through the area, be expecting the delays coming down from Brockton Lane with speeds right around 35 to 40 miles per hour. If you're going to be traveling south 169, heavy traffic in place, 610 all the way down toward the crosstown with about 35 minutes on the drive. South 494 slowing between 55 and Highway 7. Your traffic and weather together exclusively here on WCCO.
7:39, Talking Sports with Mike Max. Good morning, Maxie.
Hello, David.
Sports brought to you by Federated Insurance. Nice win for the Twins over Milwaukee. Big house there last night. A lot of Twins fans. 7-5, and Gonzalez hits that 3-run home run.
Unbelievable. I mean, I was locked in with the Red Sox, Cleveland, and the Twins at the same time, and they were going back. This is what a race is all about, you know. Last night, Cleveland's down 6-1, and they come back and they tie it 6-6, and you're saying, what is it about these guys? You know, they can't lose. And then you're watching the Twins, and they give up the big home run, and you go, oh, my gosh, what is it about these guys? And then all of a sudden, Jackie Bradley Jr. hits a home run to win it for Boston. Ultimately, they go 10 innings with Cleveland, and you turn around, and Marwin Gonzalez is turning one around against Hader, you know, one of the premier relief pitchers in the game. And the Twins go, and you know, here's the thing. You got to give Rocco credit, man. He throws Dyson out there and Romo and says, go get it, boys. And that's a tough situation to be in, but they just got over a little bit of a hump last night by doing that. And then the game gets over, and you go, oh, yeah, that's right. Nelson Cruz is feeling good. And all of a sudden, you've done a complete turnabout again. And I thought, ah, that's right. This is what it feels like when a team's in a baseball race. It's unbelievable, and last night was.
They play again today, Maxie, 12:30 pregame here on WCCO. Afternoon contest, Gibson will be pitching for the Twins and Gonzalez, Gio Gonzalez for Milwaukee, and he's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he is, and Milwaukee has a nicely built team. They got Yelich back now, and they're playing, you know, try to get in it and win their division and all those things. But the thing about the Twins yesterday was, and I said this, you know, over the weekend, what I picked up was, you know, they're going to have a quick hook with Martin Perez, and they didn't need to last night. They got burned later, but they didn't. Even Harper, you know, was the one that got beaten, was the one that had a tough time, but Perez stepped up and he really, in a situation where they needed him most, gave him a quality start and quality innings, and that was impressive. He walked a Milwaukee pitcher that was hitting 029, and you go, uh-oh, could be going down that road again, but he bounced back and he gave him enough quality innings to give him a chance. And he's a stand-up guy, you know. I've interviewed him several times this year, and you see him in the clubhouse, and he's an articulate, thoughtful guy. I just thought that he was running out of gas, and what he did last night was a lot for him and for the team.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to him. What a nice guy, and of course, his home country has been enough attention and stress all by itself back home in Venezuela.
Yes, it has, and those guys watch that from afar as well. And of course, there's a fraternity of Venezuelan players in Major League Baseball, and they're pretty well fortified, and they hang together on that. And a lot of them have done a lot for that country back there. And obviously, this year it's been difficult for them, and they're here and they bond together, and that's an important part of Major League Baseball. Is those guys have a place to go, and they've got each other, and so to speak, to lean on.
12:30 today, WCCO. Then the NBA, or WNBA last night, Maxie. The Lynx went again over to the Liberty this time, 89-73.
Did. They were balanced. They got a lot of shots from the perimeter that they converted. Odyssey Sims, Stephanie Talbot was balanced, I think, 17 and 16 points there. And they, you know, New York's not a great team, obviously, but they moved the ball, got a lot of open looks because of it. And they're up and down. They bounced back with a win. They gave up 101 points last week. That's who they are. That's who they'll be all year, I think, because they're just an okay average team in a league that's really kind of depressed right now. So you could go on a mini roll here and get yourself into the playoffs in a good position, because there just aren't that many good teams right now.
Anything new out of Viking camp yesterday?
Not new. You know, I'm just trying to think how they're positioning this thing now. They've, you know, there's a lot of play polish, obviously, right now. And, you know, the one thing that you see, and I don't know how it's going to equate, but it might be the magic question is, and it's hard to figure out when you're watching in training camp because they don't hit enough to really tell, but it was a good sign, I guess, against New Orleans, is their commitment to run the football is undaunting. They are going to run it right, run it left. I mean, Mike Zimmer is just not going to let this team throw the ball all over the field. And to watch, you know, Alexander Madison's a new player, to see what he can do from Boise State. Amir Abdullah gives him a little bit. And Delvin Cook, and I think everybody talks about the offensive line. I'd take that a step further and say then the health of Delvin Cook, and can he stay healthy for a whole year? Because he's a cut above the rest of the running backs. And so if you want to be committed to the run, you got to have a feature back that can pound it. And I'm not so sure that right now they got somebody behind him that can do what they want to do. So I think that might be their bigger question than the offensive line.
Gopher women's volleyball team, number 3 in the country, I see.
And rightly so. Hugh McCutcheon has a great team back again this year that will contend. Of course, last year they did everything but went to the Final Four with it in their backyard. But he is an outstanding coach. And you look at the players, and you look at the way he's got it staggered. You watch their roster. It's always balanced. They've got some freshmen contributing. They've got seniors in the high end leading. And they got the same thing this year again, I see. So they're going to be just fine. And the Pavilion will be a great place to be. They get the air conditioning in there. And that's going to be a show this fall again, because by all accounts, the Big Ten is going to be good again too, it looks like, especially out east there. But they're going to be right in the middle of it, and it looks like, you know, they're going to have a chance to contend. I think every year right now they got a chance to contend for a Final Four kind of thing.
Hey, come back at 8:40. We'll talk a little about that Blake hockey program and a couple other things too.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max, WCCO, 745 Sports, again brought to you by Federated Insurance.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.